Hey, welcome to Swan Flies Telling Lies. So, I went to the new Scream movie last night, and later on this week, I'm going to record a complete spoiler podcast with my daughter Maya. So that'll go be next week's episode. So this week's episode, this morning I woke up and my mom was over here. The Latuya got stuck. There was high winds, I guess. Anyways, I went upstairs, saw the bedroom light on, so I went upstairs by my mom and was bullshitting with her, and she said that, you know, there were postings that were on a tsunami warning. It's kind of like, holy shit. I mean, I'm up high enough, but anyways, and I saw some posts on there that said we're protected where we're at. Okay, cool. My brother called, talked to him briefly, and then went to work. And then there was just these flood of memories of all these other different times in my life of tsunami warnings. First one that I remember, I was fucking so scared because my dad was on his... I was a little kid too. Like, I don't know, 10, 9, 10, 11 maybe. And so we had to take off and go out towards Yellow Hill because you'd be up high enough. That's what they say. And I just fucking was crying because I thought my dad was going to die in a tsunami. And I was just a fucking wreck. And, you know, everyone was trying to calm me down. But, like, you know, my childhood, my life, you know, fucking my dad was my superhero. And I just couldn't bear the thought of him being gone. And so I was just like, my mom was trying to comfort me. My some other family members were like, he's going to be fine. You know, he's going to be fine. And you know, it's just, yeah, man, it's crazy. And then as I got older, there seemed to be kind of less tsunami warnings, but there was one in high school that I remember. Everybody went out the road, and we're just all kind of wandering around. We're teenagers at the time. I was 16 years old. I think Merle had just turned 16, and I was with Merle. And we just kind of walked around, went to go talk to everybody. And, you know, just kind of like, we're like, holy shit, man. Like, what if the fucking tsunami hits? What if it fucking hits, man? It's gonna, you know... It was like, just pack clothes. And I remember I packed clothes and I had these mesh Chris Webber Golden State Warrior jerseys and Michigan jerseys thumbtacked up on my wall. So I took those down off the wall and brought my Chris Webber jerseys with me. Like, that's how much that guy meant. He was my favorite player. And so we're out walking around. You know, my dad told us not to venture off too far. So we didn't, you know, so we went by our buddies. And then, so you got to remember, back in 94, there was no fucking texting. There was no there were cell phones, but it wasn't like today. It was word of mouth. So people had CBs, there were cops out there. And it was nice out. So we were just going to walk, like, word got back to us, and they said that we could go back and it was safe to go home. Okay, let's just fucking walk, man. And so me and Merle just started walking, and we're walking and talking like we'd always do. And then our bro Gene stopped by us and asked if we wanted a ride, and someone came crunching into him, man. It was fucking... I wish I remember who it was, man. I was like, holy shit, man. Like, I felt bad because he was just stopping to give us a fucking ride. And then had to go to fucking Metlakatla court and testify that, you know, it's fucking weird, man. But it, you know, so that's another memory. And then before this one, so 10 years ago, man, it's fucking crazy. 10 years ago in the fall, you know, I was just fucking heartbroken, man. Just shit got away from me, man, that I never thought would, and it did. Everything's cool now. But so I was heading out for a party, and it was an October Halloween-ish, and we got put on tsunami watch, so I just kind of hung out because I was living a couple roads up from where I'm at now. And then, you know, we got off tsunami watch, so I took off downtown, and I remember I got downtown, and I was thinking, I was like, fuck, dude, like, what if they're fucking wrong? What if we're here at the bar? And I wasn't drinking yet. I was like a year or two sober at the time, I think. About a year, year and a half sober. And it's not because I have an issue or anything. I just not a fan of drinking anymore, man. I fucking did my time. But I was downtown with some friends, coworkers, and I remember thinking, like, fuck, dude. Like, what if? What if they are fucking wrong? We are chilling downtown Ketchikan, and the fucking tsunami just fucking hits and wipes us out. You know, what the fuck? What? And I was like, what will be said of my life? I don't fucking know, dude. It's fucking 10 years ago, and I felt like the world had ended anyways. And then, my world really did end. Because that weekend, that would have been Friday, I think, is what the doctors had said, that my Uncle Bruce had died by that time. Nobody knew. And it was just, there was earthquakes and tsunami warnings. It's fucking nuts, man. I never felt any of the fucking earthquakes. I was just so fucking, like, checked out mentally. I didn't know my uncle was dead at this time. I just fucking knew my broken heart. And I knew that I had to do something. I didn't know what the fuck I needed to do. And I was trying different things. Not like drugs or anything, but like try to get therapy, try to talk. So, and it's just whatever. And so today's tsunami warning got me thinking of that shit. And it was just like, goddamn. So in 2012 and early 2013, there was earthquakes and tsunami warnings. I'm like, holy shit, is this really the end of the world? Like, am I going to get my fucking heart stomped on, like fucking Ron Garvin style? And then the world's going to fucking come to an end? Like, I'm going to die a miserable prick? and I didn't, but it was just like, holy shit, man. And so, like, then these earthquakes happened. I was sleeping. I finally started being able to sleep. I was in my room, door closed. Bedroom door flew open. Get up. You slept through another earthquake. Holy fuck, dude, what? You didn't fucking feel like, get up, man. We're on tsunami watch. And I was like, holy shit, dude. Got up and I went out in the living room. And I was like, holy fuck, man. What the fuck's going on? Like, you fucking slept through. It was a huge fucking earthquake, man. You didn't feel that shit? It's like, no. My roommate was like, it scared the fuck out of me, man. It knocked me off my bed. I got up. I was fucking screaming. And, you know, then it was over. And I came in yelling at you because fucking you were quiet. I didn't hear shit, dude. I didn't. I finally fell asleep. Like, I was able to finally crash the fuck out. And I was just so fucking tired. Like, the weight of everything, like, I was still fucked up, but I was just so fucking tired that I slept through. I slept through another couple earthquakes after that, and then just got woken up for the tsunami warnings, and it was just always like, damn, are we all lulled into this now to where it's like, we're gonna be fine, just go about your business, you know? And that fucking worries me, because what if I fall into that? I mean, like, today at work, I was like, okay, I kept checking Facebook. Like, holy shit, okay, are we good? Like, I don't fucking want to die in a tsunami. That, I mean, all death seems horrible, to be honest with you. Like, sometimes I trip about dying. Sometimes I just think, dude, if it happens, no one gets out of here alive. We're all going to get our ticket punched at one. We just don't know when. And that's just kind of the scary part. But it's just like, fuck, dude. Tsunami going to take me out at work? Fuck, I work right on the waterfront. So that just got me thinking, like, holy shit. Like, how many fucking tsunami warnings have we all been through, man? It's just fucking nuts. Another time, I was working in 2003. And it was a shitty fucking day. So we were on the town side and we were fixing up the trail out to Scout Lake, which starts at the end of the graveyard road. So we would cut where we could, but there wasn't much to cut. So all we did was, like, we fucking prettied it up. We came back, and back in 03, the cell service still sucked in Mount Cass. Still sucks in Mount Lacala, but it really fucking sucked. So when we came back, like, boom, we had a work cell phone, and I had it, and when we got into range, like, it was like, hey, fuck, man, you guys got to keep a fucking radio on you, man. We're like, what? Like, we went on tsunami warning, and nobody could get a hold of you. It's like, holy fuck, man, like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what if we were just out there minding our own business, doing our work, and the fucking tsunami hits, boom, man, like, me, Skip, and Donnie wouldn't have survived that shit, man. Like, fuck, they probably would have never fucking found our bodies, man. That shit trips me the fuck out. And, you know, I try not to look back at shit like that and think too much about it, but today's events led me to think about that. And it's just like, holy fuck, man. Like, what if it hit in 03? That shit would have killed all three of us. They would have never found our bodies. That wouldn't have been a lot of closure for our families, man. And I was just thinking of that, and it's like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, that. So that's today's podcast. It just got me thinking, like, this is how many tsunami warnings did we all live through? How many did we know that just kind of rose a little bit? You know, like, we were down on the docks and the water just got a little bit high. It's like, dude, how many times are fucking people like that going to tempt fate, man? And fuck that. It's just, so that just got me thinking. And I just wanted to get my thoughts out on that. And like I said, next week's episode is going to be a very spoilerific Scream review with me and Maya. So you guys have been warned. And take it sleazy, everybody. Later.